your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Good afternoon, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. The date is June 8th, 2025. So, hope you all had a good week, and we're going to get started. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the traders that have signed up for the Disciplined Trader Workshop, Developing Your Warrior Mindset. It is now officially sold out. We will be posting some other dates shortly, so just bear with us if you're looking to sign up for that. Also, I apologize. We are still having website issues with GoDaddy. As I mentioned previously, this has been going on for about 8 months now, and that was right around the time that they started using AI. And even though I may call up tech support and get someone in another country, they're not actually doing the coding. It's AI. So there's still no way for you to purchase anything on the website, but we are working on that diligently. And also, I'm researching other website providers to switch my website over to somewhere else, because obviously GoDaddy is just a complete failure right now. And it's really, really affecting you and me. And so we're both frustrated. Okay, just letting you know that I am aware of this. So please, please just be patient. All right. And hey, if you want to order something or register for a workshop, just pick up the phone. 760-636-4290. Okay, moving on. I've gotten a couple inquiries recently from traders, or I guess I should say trading advisors on the internet who want to partner together. Now, I bring this up because I don't know if it's a generational thing or that people are just so used to not talking one-on-one. They're just used to electronic communication. But, you know, folks, if you really would like to partner with me in some fashion, whether it's, you know, teaching our materials, or you need content for your website, you know, you guys have to tell me who you are. All right. You know, I just got another email from some man. He talks about trading while he's sitting in his car. Okay, now, I don't really, you know, this not really have anything to do with me where he does his podcast from, but I find it a little strange that he's talking about how to trade and what trades he's putting on, but he's filming it in his car. So, we wrote him back and we said, okay, you know, thank you for your interest in our materials, but we're not quite sure what it is that you want to do together. And, you know, where are you? You know, where are you located? What's your telephone number? What's your website address? And 9 times out of 10, we're either going to get a nasty response or we're going to get no response. So obviously, you know, that leads you to think that, well, they're not necessarily as professional as we would like them to be to work together. But the point is, folks, is that, you know, we do take the time to read all the emails and respond accordingly. And, you know, for someone to say, oh, I want to teach the concepts in trading in the zone, so how do we go about doing that? And then we respond and say, well, you need to be, you know, a certified coach through our program and so forth and so on. And, you know, we usually get a kind of a negative response. So my point being is, folks, is that there are countless charlatans out there that are teaching our materials, which implies that we have certified them or endorsed them. And I've said this before, that I was going to start posting names, and I've really hesitated to do that because, you know, these advisors, they may have some good material, but what they're not going to be good at is teaching our material. So if you find someone out there that claims to be teaching our materials, just bear in mind, there's no one that can teach our materials except me. Okay? You know, Mark Douglas and I wrote these materials together. We have lived that material for 25 years before he passed away. I live and breathe this material. I know it inside out, backwards, upside down, and sideways. All right? And somebody who read a book of ours is not going to be able to teach you the concepts that we developed over a lifetime of collaboration together. So, and I know that you're getting these things for free or for a subscription, a small subscription fee, but the old adage, you get what you pay for, rings true in this case. I've told you before, there's countless traders out there that have contacted my office after listening to these people claiming to be a student of us, of ours, and they've totally screwed up a lot of traders' trading accounts with misinformation, wrong information, and just outright made up stuff based on their own ideas of trying to reinterpret our materials. So, guys, you know, I'm not trying to come across here as if, you know, this is you know, I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm sad. And this is why I keep bringing it up, that you have to be really careful who you work with on the internet. You really do. There is no one out there, not one person on the planet, that is authorized or certified to teach our materials. No one, anywhere, any place. You got to get this through your brain, guys. No one can study our materials and teach it. It just doesn't work that way, because they would have to be inside my brain to be able to teach it the way that I do. Now, I'm not saying they may not have a fundamental comprehension of our philosophy to use in their own trading, but that doesn't mean that they can teach it to any other traders. I've spent a lifetime working with individual traders and groups and institutional traders, and I know the mindset of just about every single trader out there. And just because someone may be using some of the material from The Disciplined Trader or Trading in the Zone or Keys to Power Profits or any of my other books, that doesn't mean they can teach it. It's just like someone could be a really good writer, okay? I knew a guy, he lives in Canada, he's a broker, and he was part of Toastmasters, that organization that teaches people how to give presentations. And yet, you know, he couldn't write his way out of a paper bag, okay? So some people can emote well, but that doesn't mean they can write well. Some people can comprehend well for themselves, but that doesn't mean they can teach anyone else. So you got to be really careful, folks. Okay, I got 5 more calls this week saying, "Well, hey, you know, I was listening to this guy, and you know, he said he's teaching your materials, and I lost, you know, $20,000." I'm like, "Well, who is this guy? Who are you talking about?" I'm like, "Well, you know." I can't tell you how many times traders have called me saying this. And I'm like, "No, I don't know. Who are you talking about?" Well, then they roll it back and say, "Well, you know, hey, I don't want to cause a problem here." I'm like, "You already caused a problem. You're calling me up yelling at me because you listened to someone else instead of coming here first. So I don't really care for that. That's completely inappropriate. But in the meantime, tell me who it is. Let me go see what they're saying. and I'll have a talk with them and say, cut it out. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just going to let them know that they're not teaching the material appropriately. This is for your benefit, guys. Okay? I'm not trying to do anything other than help you get the best, most concise and clear philosophy about learning how to think like a warrior winner, trader, at any given moment. And I can't do that if you're going to call me up and say, well, I listened to so-and-so and he said this and I lost my account, but I'm not going to tell you who he is. Come on, guys. Come on, we're all adults here. You called up to complain and to blame me when it had nothing to do with me. And yet you won't give me the person that really needs to be blamed so I can address it. That's ridiculous. So on my website, you will see there is an affiliate program. And there's also an accredited program. And when we have those people signed up and those people have gone through our training, their names and their website address and their contact details are going to be listed, okay, for those who want to be listed. Now, there are several people that already are accredited, but they have their own clients. They're proprietary traders. So that's a different story. I'm just talking about the average, trading advisor who just, you know, takes in, public money, shall we say, versus working for a brokerage firm or a financial institution. So so we have those types of traders out there, but you would not have access to them unless you had an account with one of those brokerage firms. So I'm just talking about all those individuals out there that claim, well, you know, I want to use the material because it fits right into my philosophy. Yeah, well, I don't even know who you are, so I don't know what your philosophy is. So please help me out here, guys. When you call up to tell me about this, please give me the information for the people that you have been listening to. And I will figure it out and straighten it out for you to the best of my ability to see what's going on. Okay? Okay, again, my number is 760-636-4290. That's the office line. The cell number is 442-256-0548. That is the cell. You can text me to that. And we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back with much more. Okay, so just one other mention here about the accreditation programs and the affiliate programs. Another reason that you don't see a lot of those people listed there is, again, they do want privacy due to their situation at their firms. But also, too, what we have found is that, you know, there's a lot of goofballs out there, They say, oh, well, yeah, you know, we'll put your website link on any material we're teaching. It's like, no, you're not. That's not the way it works. So, and like I said, when we get the more public accredited teachers of our materials, they will be posted. Now, getting back to crypto. Hello, crypto kryptonite. There was nothing negative here today, guys. So there was an article in today's New York Post about Gemini. The Gemini crypto exchange is so far located in New York, and that was built by the billionaire twins Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss. And this past Friday, they disclosed that they confidentially filed for an initial public offering. Now, you might remember that the Winklevoss twins shot to fame after they sued Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, alleging he had stole their idea for the social networking site. And that lawsuit was settled in 2008. to an undisclosed amount. Well, in the meantime, there's several high-profile companies in the crypto sector, and they have launched successful listings, same, you know, the initial public offerings recently in the last couple weeks. And then on Thursday, the stablecoin issuer Circle went public in apparently a blowout debut on the New York Stock Exchange. So all I'm saying is that these US-based crypto platforms, you know, these you know, initial public offerings might be something to look into in a positive way. So, but keep in mind, I mean, even this Gemini crypto platform, it states, they operate a trading platform enabling investors to buy, sell, and store more than 70 crypto tokens. But they also state that they haven't yet determined the size or proposed price range for their initial public offering. So, you know, if you're thinking about investing, and I am not recommending this by any you know means at all, all I'm saying is that that might be a little better way to go, because Gemini is apparently a US based platform, and not necessarily a US corporation, but it's a US based crypto platform. All right. Oh, and let me clarify something from last week's show. I was talking about these crypto influencers, and I mentioned that one of them had a picture taken with, what was that boxer's name? I just had it here. Hold on. Let me get it. Hold on. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Okay. I did not mean to imply that Floyd Mayweather Jr. had anything to do with crypto. All right. You got to understand, folks, that a lot of these young influencers, they will be on on the social scene, you know, New York, LA, Miami, and they will seek out authentically successful famous people to get a photo with them to further influence potential crypto clients. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify that, you know, Floyd Mayweather just had a picture taken with one of these influencers. He has nothing to do with the crypto market, and he wasn't referring or recommending any crypto platform. Okay, so let's just, so you guys understand that. I was just making a point. Now, the last thing I'm going to say about these crypto goofballs, the ones that are stealing accounts, they're just criminal bullies. They really are. And I think I mentioned before, the longer you leave all your crypto profit in your account, the more likely you are to get hacked. It's just a fact. And these hackers know exactly what your state of mind is, because they have been taught to seek out people who have low self-esteem or lowered self-esteem, or people who really don't understand the crypto market, or people who don't know how to navigate it. Okay, so you got to keep in mind that if someone hacks your account, they're just a bully. And, you know, I wrote a book on bullying. We're revamping it right now, and it's called Championship Spirit. And when I first went to go write the book, I mentioned it to a few friends. And I know I mentioned this some time ago, but it really bears, revisiting. And, you know, they said, well, why would you write a book about, you know, abuse when that happened so long ago? And I had to stop and think about it. It's like, well, yes, you know, technically, in terms of a timeline, the abuse happened years ago. And that's a part of history. I mean, that's just a fact. But, you know, as I started thinking about that question, I had to ask myself, how many of us who were abused or bullies, whatever term you want to use, depending on what happened, ever took the time to dissect what happened and discover how we might have processed those experiences in our mental environment back then, and how those very events may have changed us from some original course in our life? Meaning, what damage, or conversely, what positive outcome did being abused have on our lives, if any? And the more I thought about it, at least from my viewpoint, I found that I had a multidimensional set of answers. So when I first started interviewing people for my book, I found that very few of them had actually let go or truly resolved any of their abusive experiences, although they stated that they had. And this became very clear when they began relating their story or stories. This was shown through their level of emotion and description, which was still intense and high. And it became apparent, even to those sharing in that moment with me in a very discreet setting, that the abuse events were still quite raw. Now, it didn't affect them in their daily life, of course, but it still was there. And what I found was they were surprised and disappointed because they had convinced themselves that the abuse was in the past because it happened a long time ago and that it had no connection to who they are as traders today. They really thought it had little to do with them currently, at least not in any negative sense that was truly palpable. And yet at the end of sharing their stories, most of them would sit up and sigh or quietly laugh and say something to the effect that they wished they had handled those events better. And maybe they would be a different person today if the events had never happened. So, you know, the point is, it doesn't matter what type of abuse it was. And in the next segment, I'll give you some examples of traders that had situations that affected their trading. But in essence, the negative energy of being abused is, in many ways, can be current energy that runs through their ability or inability to see true opportunities in the market. Because all your belief systems, which are built on energy fields, are filtered through what you can see on your screen. And so you have to bear in mind that if you are not completely clean and clear of any negative events from the past, a lot of what you see on the screen isn't necessarily going to be true market data. So we're going to get into this a little deeper in the next segment, because I really want you to understand the dynamics of energy and how our memories are stored, and that creates our life experiences in our trading, whether positive or negative. So, and how it all comes down to making a choice as to who you want to be. So we'll be right back in a moment after a break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, so I know a lot of you out there nowadays, you do understand the dynamics of energy and how our thoughts create our life experiences, especially as traders. But there comes a point in each trader's life where they have to choose who they want to be. Do they want to be a winner, or do they want to be right? Do they want to make money, or do they want to prove something? And you have to figure that out, folks. In other words, do you want any of those people that abused you or bullied you in your life to continue to have any emotional hold over you? today and interrupt your trading to whatever degree it may be doing so? Or do you want to live your life free, free of that outdated, no longer useful programming from those abusers or bullies, that negative energy of turmoil and carrying around beat up baggage? Now, I mean, the other dynamic to this question is that, you know, since we push that down, all those negative experiences down and over to the side, you know, because we don't want to look at it and we think that we're past it, then that becomes our comfort level, so to speak. And we accept being defined by those events, thinking, okay, well, this has made me better. This has made me stronger. And yet our trading results don't reflect that. And why is that? Because by keeping the energy, that negative energy of those abusive events alive in your emotional mindset, and they are alive because they are full of energy, that becomes who you are. A victim. An abused person. A bullied person. Now, you may be successful in whatever career you're at. You may be somewhat successful as a trader. You may have a nice family, have a pretty nice life, and yet there's always that small question in the back of your mind with anyone who's been bullied or abused as to what you just might have been or achieved or become if that hadn't happened. And I'm speaking from personal experience, folks. Okay? You know, it's only natural, so don't worry about it. It just is. And there comes a day, finally, in everyone's life, in every trader's life, when they get to decide, and they do choose, that they are done with the past holding them back to any degree, and they make a decision to create more positive thoughts and energy in their trading results. And they do so. And that's what I call the ultimate defining moment. And we all have defining moments. Defining moments when we just finally get rid of something or a person or an attitude or a situation, you know. But it doesn't happen all at once. You know, it appears like it does, but it doesn't. It takes a while. It all, you know, defining moments add up. Okay? They're not just one day you wake up and say, oh, that's it, I'm done. It takes time. It's a buildup of energy that ends up being greater than that negative energy left over from those past events. And that overtakes that negative energy and deflates it and cancels it out. And that's when traders get definite about becoming prosperous. Now, I call it, you know, ITP, your intent to prosper. Now, what's the definition of intent? The definition in Roget's thesaurus is purpose, project, consideration, objective, plan, design, determined. So if we take just one of those definitions and begin to apply it to what we want to achieve as traders, in other words, create our intent, then we can easily get started on creating and embracing a belief in our God-given right to be wealthy and prosperous in all ways. This is where journaling comes in, folks. For instance, if you start to embrace your intent to prosper by writing down longhand on paper each morning that your intent is to trade as well as possible and take all profit as it comes to you, as God wants you to do, then you have begun the process and the journey to be determined about what kind of trader you want to be. And that intent, that determination makes you forward thinking. And once you are forward thinking, then you can see a plan. You can feel your purpose. You can have a financial objective for freedom, all of which creates and maintains your intent to prosper. Now, you got to keep in mind, folks, any abuse or bullying that you suffered at any time was never your fault. And it's time for everyone who has been abused and bullied to realize this and believe it. Bullies are just cowards. That's why they bully other people. Abusers are cowards. That's why they abuse others. It's all about control, so no one will see that they are just lacking. They have nothing on the inside. I know for a fact that the man who abused me, he's just a freaking loser. He always was. But he covered it up by being in control and bullying people around and yelling and pushing and screaming and doing everything else. And these type of people, they have to shut others down so no one will see that they really have nothing inside. Now, you know, I don't know why anyone bullies others or abuse. I'm not a scientist. I haven't taken any polls on the matter. I haven't done any research. I haven't studied this extensively. All I'm basing this on is my own experiences, as well as the other people I've talked to that have gone through some negative experiences. So all I'm getting at here, folks, is stop wasting time trying to figure out why it happened. Doesn't matter. It's over. It needs to be over in your heart and mind and psyche. And you have to ask yourself, how do I want to live my life from this moment on as a trader? Now, by saying that, I'm not telling you to excuse them from what they did. Okay? That's not it at all. What I'm telling you is to give yourself permission to let it go. When you start believing that God wants infinite abundance for you and that you can achieve it as a trader, then you're going to understand what a wonderful human being you currently are, which in turn will de-energize any lingering doubts left over from any negative events you had in your life. Now, the definition of prosperity is listed as good fortune, wealth, and financial success to grow and thrive vigorously. Grow and thrive vigorously as a trader. Grow vigorously. Grow your results vigorously. So, you know, think about this, guys. Why continue to subscribe to someone else's idea of who you are, what you should do, and where your life should go, and how you should be? That's not who you are today. You're a trader. You know what you're doing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be trading. And how many times have people said, hey, that was a long time ago, get over it? And to those people, they're lucky they don't... They don't get slapped for saying something like that, because you just can't get over stuff like that. But you can change it where it's meaningless. It's a non-entity any longer. Now, think back to a time when something good happened. I'm sure you can easily remember a great time, a wonderful event. Doesn't that make you feel good? Of course it does. It makes everyone feel good to remember something positive that happened. So if you can easily remember something positive like that and feel that happiness or joy from that moment or event, why do you think you can't do the same with any less than positive events or actions that happen in your life. Just think about them, let them go. Now, those happy events, they're not in the forefront of your brain every day, but those negative events are an undercurrent. Even though you convince yourself that they're over and in the past and they have nothing to do with you today, but they're going to resurface at the worst possible moment in your trading. So what we have to do here is build some confidence. Now, confidence can be described as believing, unhesitating, without a doubt, convinced, satisfied, assured, undaunted, daring. That's pretty positive, right? You were daring enough to become a trader. So why not follow through? Dare to become prosperous, as Catherine Ponder writes in her book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. When you dare to become prosperous, prosperous comes to you. Prosperity comes to you. When you get definite about prosperity, prosperity gets definite about you. You have to put that intent out there for it to manifest within you with your trading. So before we go to break, write this down. Dare to prosper with exclamation points. And we'll be back shortly. Okay, so getting back to building confidence, and we just went over some definitions. And so you have to decide what your definition of being confident as a trader is. Would you use any of those definitions in the last segment, or could you come up with some of your own? Now you got to think about that. Just like you need to have your own definition of what it means to be a trader. You know, we can throw out, oh, yeah, you got to have discipline. You got to be confident. You know, you got to, you know, accept loss, accept the risk. You know, but if you haven't defined any of those phrases, any of those terms, then you're not going to be able to be effective as a trader and grow your equity and keep it. So defining or redefining your terminology, as I've said for 30 years, guys, is the key to your goal achievement as a trader. It doesn't work any other way. Now, when it comes to feeling like you've accomplished something, if you do not feel that your accomplishments are really all that, meaning something that you have accomplished to the best of your ability, and you don't feel 100% about it, or you let someone or anyone discount your accomplishments, whether you're as a trader or anywhere else, to any degree, you will not be able to create a positive, prosperous mindset needed to become consistently successful as a trader. Now, you may think the things that happened in the past, well, I've moved past it, or the things that people say to you, say, well, you know, you didn't make $5,000 in the market today, you only made $1,500, and I'm just using those numbers as examples. When you let that affect you, then you're still allowing yourself to be bullied. Okay? And I will say this again, that if anyone has truly moved past any bullying or any abusive situations, then they would be able to describe those events, as I have to you guys previously, without any emotion at all. Because it's just a matter of fact. It happened. It's done. It's in the past. As a matter of fact, taking it even further, the thought of mentioning any of those negative events probably wouldn't come up at all, unless somebody asked, because they would no longer be a part of your mental environment. Meaning, if someone who was bullied or abused really cleansed and healed their heart, mind, and soul of those experiences. They would have a perception and belief of themselves as successful, confident, and prosperous. And no one would be able to shake that belief, that set of beliefs from them in any way, shape, or form by anything they might say or do. Now, I'm just going to give you an example. It's not about trading, but it is about a trader I worked with. His name was Mike, and we were talking about this very concept, and so he explained to me that when he was working on his PhD in college, his first draft, and I'm using his words, my first draft of my thesis stunk, according to my professor, and he made me redo it, saying I wouldn't graduate it if I left it the way it was. I thought it was already good. I'd spent months working on it. My research was thorough and thought it was complete. Apparently, my professor didn't, and in no uncertain terms, he ripped it to shreds. I spent 2 more months rewriting the thesis based on what the professor wanted and resubmitted it and graduated with a C-. Of course, I've moved past that experience, and that is all in the past and forgotten. Now, that isn't the case in the case of Trader Mike, because he was a boom and buster. Now, he brought this up. I didn't ask him about it. I didn't know anything about his college days at all. So after some discussion, I pointed out to him that he could reframe that experience by writing down something to this effect. The first draft of my thesis was not exactly what the professor was looking for, and so I worked harder at completing it to his satisfaction once I understood just what he was looking for. And it turned out well because I eventually published my thesis as a book using a combination of both versions. Now, doesn't that sound better, guys? So you can go back to any of those events and reframe it into whatever you want to get rid of the negative energy. Now, if you do that, then you're going to be left with a belief and a sense of satisfaction that no one has any control over you anymore. And what does that mean? What does that spell? Confidence. I've gone back and reframed that abuse that I suffered. That person has no power over me anymore. That person is a big zero. He's just an awful person, and that's just the way it is. So, you know, and just keep in mind, when you go back and you reframe these things, just keep in mind, you don't have to forgive anybody. Okay? You know, the best part about it is that you can go back and forgive yourself for allowing that to affect you for as long as it did. And that's what I did. I gave myself permission to move on. And that's something that anybody who wants to be a successful trader has to do. You know, why, you know, you have to let it go. You have to determine how you want to live your life moving forward. And as, you know, as my mother and dad always used to tell me, success is the best revenge. And they were right. They are right. So give yourself permission, folks, to let it go. Let go of them still having power over you. That's not what God wants for you. He wants you to be happy. Again, we can't focus on the why it happened. We don't know why. I don't know why. I can guess maybe to make me into the person I am today. And I can live with that. I'm taking that as a gift that I would not be able to do what I'm doing and sharing with you all here today if I hadn't gone through that. I'm not going to say I'm going to thank the guy for doing it or anything like that, But I'm just saying, I would not have been able to pick up the pieces after Mark died if I hadn't already had some rough experiences. That's the story for this week. Not exactly a sermon, but close to it. Anyway, so this is Dr. Paula signing off for another week, wishing you a blessed and prosperous week. You can reach me at paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290, or 442-256-0548. Take care.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.